a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Paul.
Took you long enough to respond to that.
Happy Valentine's Day, AJ.
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe. Paul.
Why'd you say Joe
excited.
First? Why'd you say Joe first?
I'm his boss.
Oh, okay. Now, see, now it comes out. And I had to say it twice for you to say it back to me. That's fine.
I just wasn't sure if you're going to keep singing or not.
Love is in the air, except for me in any way, shape, or form. You know?
I hope one day for you, Paul.
I kind of like that I don't have it.
And it's less stressful, I'd imagine.
I saw a funny post. You should seriously consider texting your ex tonight. I bet they're wanting to hear from you, but are too nervous to reach out themselves. So I have a post from last year where I told about the story of St. Valentine and how Valentine's Day came to be. TL didn't watch, didn't read, didn't listen. This guy named St. Valentine's was boys with the Emperor of Rome, but he was a little preachy about Christian stuff. And the emperor said, hey, dog, chill. He didn't chill. Then the emperor said, hey, dog, if you don't chill, I'm going to beat you to death with clubs. Valentine still didn't chill. So then Claudius beat him to death with clubs and decapitated him after he was dead. So that's how Valentine's Day started. How did it get from the massacre of a Christian martyr to us buying each other chocolate for significant others? It's a great question. We don't really know how we got here, but we did get here. And on this Valentine's Day, I'm wondering if I should send, one, that video of myself explaining that this is what the day's all about to some of my exes just to see what happens. I don't care. I could do this for content. Or two, should I send the Galentine's Day card that Sam made for me, Sam the social media savant? Should I send these to some of my exes and just see what happens?
You're going to do like 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
See which one gets a better response rate?
I'll just see if I get a response from anyone.
It's like
really it. An ego play right now.
Do you promise if we do this, if you do this, do you promise we get a full, honest, transparent update on Monday?
Yeah, I never make this stuff up. I never make this stuff up. We're not in like a hard-hitting football time of year. You know, there's not a lot going on. It's the All-Star break. We're not going to talk about the All-Star game.
No, we're definitely not. I think you should send all that stuff. I think you should. I should send the video to half. Send the Galentine card to the other half.
There's one person that I have wanted to text all year, but one of my New Year's resolutions was I'm not texting my exes ever again.
Well, then I don't want you to break a New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. But I can do it for the content. Like I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah. What about one to Marathon Girl, one to Woodlands Girl?
I've spoken with both of them today. So
okay. So one gets one, and one gets the other.
Neither. No. Here's the thing. These these are not exes. These are just people
I've been
on dates with.
Well, I know. I just don't want you to break your.
It would be really funny to send to some exes. Some exes I can't. I've done a good job where I've deleted and blocked some of the numbers of exes of mine. So I don't even know what their numbers are anymore. Like, I've done a very good job on that front, but not for all of them.
There's a couple still.
There's a couple.
What are your other?
Definitely should do it at 1 a.m. I think that's the best time to do it.
Especially the massacre one. Yeah, that'll go really well. Yeah. 1 a.m.
But I mean, that one's funny, and I mean that one makes me look good. Like, my hair look good in that. I'm wearing a Syracuse jersey. Like, I look pretty bitching in that one.
What are your other New Year's resolutions? That if you lose out on the texting your exes one,
just get my abs back. That's it. It's just those two. Don't text exes and get abs back.
Which one's more
procrastinate
realistic?
Less.
Which one is more realistic to happen by the
None
of
them. None of them are realistic. I am who I am. It'll never, you know?
Well, then just break it and then for the experiment.
I'm a horny fly drawn to moths in the same way Mike Stanton was drawn to that person who was saying, hey, text me hi for nudies.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, that was Mike Stanton of the Space City Home Network postgame show sometimes. For Astros games, former Major League pitcher, who saw a very nice picture of a Latina lady, strong, independent, powerful woman in an all-orange suit, bending over looking for bananas in a grocery store. She had a post that said, hey, if you send me a hi message, I'll send you a nudie. No word on if Stanton got the nudie, but Stanton this afternoon, he did feel the need to
he tweeted,
address it. He said, not sure what happened there, looking into it, but my bad.
He's just saying hi, guys.
He was just saying hi.
I'm going to need another response from Mike. I need an update by Monday. At least by Tuesday when we do In Case You Missed It. Mm-hmm. Need like another follow-up for this one from Mike. We'll see if we get one.
I'm with you there. A couple of comments. Mo City James says, I don't understand the radio disconnect about Van Vliet. He's the glue in general. He's not a good general. You're talking a two-star general here. When it comes to the offense, he can't shoot very well. That's fine. Because he makes sure the other guys can. Dylan is the defensive general psycho, and I love him. Watching him call Alpi a bitch on the floor all the time is awesome and so true. Mo City James continues saying, the Rockets simply need their leader, Fred Van Vliet, right now. Here's the thing, though. There's going to be a time where Fred Van Vliet isn't on this team anymore.
It could be next season.
Right. They're going to have to figure out how to do it without him out there. Like Fred Van Vliet has had some really good moments in the NBA, and I don't want to dump on him as a player. I mean, he was a huge part of that Raptors championship team a couple of years back. But at the same time, this guy, his departure on a team that has this much depth and youth, this team shouldn't be tired at the end of games. This team shouldn't be not putting in effort. And Van Vliet being on the court, why does Van Vliet need to be on the court when you got a guy in Dylan Brooks who you just brought up is telling Alpi to stop being a little bee out there? You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I mean, like that's all fine for offense, but this is a defensive issue. Like that's not. This is about defense. This is about getting back. This is about rotations. This is about just not being overall a lazy basketball player, and that's what Ime Udoka is saying. Yes, their offense will be significantly better when he's out there. It's pretty clear they have a better chance to win games when he's out there, for sure. But this is an effort thing. So, yeah, it's him being out there, not out there hurts, but it's not the reason why they're falling apart like this. Why after every single game, Ime has to talk about effort.
Yeah.
And also, like again, he might not be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh.
You got to get over stuff like this. This can't be such an obstacle for you to overcome and... You know, coming out of the All-Star break, I hope that this time away is what they needed. But, you know, a couple of nights playing back-to-backs for a team this young should not make them gassed, you know? I think I heard Steve Kerr bitching and moaning about, like, playing back-to-back in Dallas and Houston.
Which is crazy.
Like, before last night's game. Which is like, dude, like, it's not even an hour flight.
Yeah, well, he always has to have something to complain about. Him and his infinite wisdom. That's because that's what he called the NBA. He said in the NBA's infinite wisdom, we have a back-to-back where we have to land at 3 in the morning. Your travel schedule sucks, man, if you're landing at 3 in the morning after a game that started at 7 o'clock, getting from Dallas to Houston.
Yeah, that's something that probably should change. So, and look, the Warriors are playing well since they got Jimmy Butler. Butler, in his first game, had some brown stains on the back of his shorts.
Oh, no.
That was not last night's game. I saw a picture that went viral on my For You, and it showed it showed Jimmy Butler wearing white shorts. And the back of the white shorts in the seam area, it was a yellowish brown. Some people are getting a bug. There's a bug, you know?
Yeah.
Playing the game. Like marathon people, sometimes they got to go.
You're right. You just got to – it happens, I guess. It's never happened to me. But we've seen it
happen. You've never S-H-A-R-G-E-D?
Not to like the point where like it would leave a stain like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens a little bit in our lives, I'd imagine. But also go change, buddy. You got other shorts back there.
I have once before. It wasn't fun. I was around a girl that I had a crush on. I like to think that she never could tell. I went to the bathroom using the urinal and thought I was letting out a toot, let out a little more than I liked.
Mm.
And I go back, and luckily I was wearing this Patriots jersey. So let's just say remove the undies, threw them in the trash, and I held my jersey down as hard as I could on these pants that were of a lighter color, so they probably would have been visible. And I just hope that no one noticed.
Did you hear from her again after that
time? Yeah, I did. We still talked.
Oh, so then she didn't know.
I don't think she knew.
Because I think if she knew, you wouldn't have her back.
Old Amanda, my OG crush. This is eighth grade.
Is she going to get one of those tonight?
No.
Why not?
time hasn't done her well.
Oh.
Does that make me a shallow bastard?
Shallow Paul.
It does, but I am shallow. For the 936, we were talking about Mike Stanton's unfortunate tweet. For the 936, damn, Paul, just hang Mike out to dry. Only thing left is his SS number. What are you talking about? He posted this on social media.
Come on. And we know he wasn't hacked. He just didn't realize people would see it.
He did. He said sorry. He apologized.
Yeah. Like, it happens, I guess.
That has never happened to me.
Typically, an older generation makes mistakes like this. You know?
Just doing it so brazen to...
Maybe he didn't think you could see replies. I mean,
no, he had to have. He's on Twitter enough.
Well, if you don't follow both people, you don't see replies. Isn't that how it works, right?
Yes, dude. You can see replies.
Well, unless you click on it. Like, I don't think you like open.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He might not have been sober. I mean,
yeah, that's true too, JJ. I don't want to intimate anything, but
you never know. I mean, it was 12:40 at night when it happened. So, because I saw the timestamps. So,
true.
I'm seeing some of the highlights from the Eagles parade. We can get to more of them.
That's right, Cowboys fan.
That's how the Eagles typically treat everything in the world. They introduced Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship at the parade. Can you guess what they called them?
The White Boys.
The Exciting Whites. It rhymes.
I mean, yeah.
AJ's behind the glass. He's Joe. I'm Paul. It's Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stick around on this Valentine's Day.
You're listening to Galant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Galant and Joe George.
A couple of comments. Guess what they're about?
Valentine's Day, the massacre.
They're not about the Valentine's Day massacre or the clubbing to death of Saint Valentine back in the 200s by the Romans. It's about Mike Stanton.
Oh, that makes sense.
For the 936, let that man get some bajonga pics in peace. He said another word, but bajongas, of course, are the ladies upstairs, where a donk or a badonkadonk means your butt. Also from the 832, he thought it was his ghost account.
That's possible. That is possible that he...
Do people have ghost accounts to seek out pornographic material on X?
I don't know. It's just so prevalent now. I don't know if people still do. I guess professionals would.
Yeah. Well, you would think a professional would just, I don't know.
Not
ever let anyone know that this is something that they do.
That's true. But, you know, it's like it's just part of the world now. It's not like anything's going to happen to Mike because we're just going to make fun of him. We'll all forget by Monday. Or until we see him on TV for the first time this year. Once we see him on TV, we'll remember.
What if he never gets back on TV? What if this is my chance to be a baseball analyst on the Space City Home Network?
That would be soft on their behalf.
What do you mean? They'd be bringing on the greatest baseball mind in Houston.
It would be great for you, but it would be soft on their behalf.
Great for the city of Houston, you know? Paul Gallant, who was a great high school baseball player until he quit after ninth grade. Paul Gallant, who only made the baseball team because they wanted to make my seventh grade friend have a friend on the team because it was all eighth graders, you know? Those are my qualifications that I bring to the table. Seventh grade statistician, Paul Gallant, the baseball player.
I mean...
Hey, I helped us catch 20 strikeouts in a 7-inning game once.
How many did you have?
No, I mean, I told the pitcher and the catcher what they needed to do so that they could game the system in a game that we won by a lot so that we could get a couple extra outs to get to 20 strikeouts.
Ah.
Which is like, hey, drop this strikeout. Gotcha. Let the guy get to first base.
Mm. So you're a real cheater.
That's not cheating. That's just gamesmanship. That's just knowing ball. So that could be me. That could be me if Mike Stanton is no longer a part of it. Listen, it's not like he said, like, hey, baby.
Well, it's not like he posted.
Let me give that thing a smack. It's not like he posted that. Yeah. He just said hi.
He just said hello. If you don't see the request from her, You just all Mike said was hi.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he did. Sup.
There you go, guys. There you go. All right. Well, Rockets lost. I'm a little concerned that we are not seeing the Rockets players answer Ime Udoka calling them out. I feel like at a certain point, we will be looking at Ime Udoka with more of a side than we do right now. I guess looking at all of the coaches in town, impromptu subject that just came into my head, Joe. D'Amico and Ime Udoka going into year two, we were really high on them both.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden we're developing questions about them. Joe Espada is about to go into his second year mm-hmm. running the show for the Astros. And this is really going to be, especially as far as lineup construction goes, an interesting year for him. I know Dana Brown has a lot more say in the lineup than he did, especially when Dusty Baker was here. But I really wonder what they're going to do on a night-to-night basis. And this is actually, I think, just given what the outfield is, going to be a fairly big season as far as baseball managers go. Because he's going to have to determine who's out there, who's not, who's playing well, who isn't. And I don't know that Dana Brown necessarily has like always the override here. But I am fascinated by that going into the season.
Yeah, my hope for the outfield this year is like McCormick hits a homer on a Monday. I hope he plays on Tuesday. Like I hope they don't over tinker this year. Like your guys are a bunch of kind of mid baseball players.
Mid.
Like so if they're hitting the ball well, just let them be out there every single day until they go into a funk. And if that means that, you know, Jake Myers has limited playing time over like a 2 week stretch because, you know, DeZenzo, Chaz, and Dubon are crushing it, then well, so be it. Like,
is it bad that I just want him to be designated fielder?
Who, Jake?
Yeah.
No. Do you believe in Jake more or Chaz's bat?
Chaz is back. Because I've seen Chaz deliver for most of a season before. Yeah, it was Jake, just a while
like,
ago.
Jake, we got like a little stretch last year. That was nice.
He also seemingly needed Dusty Baker to prod him about his weight, his love of banana puddings, etc.
Yeah, that's not great. The whole having to like lose weight conversation around an athlete is never good. I mean, they got Luka Doncic traded to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Chaz McCormick's next. But yeah, I think I trust Joe Espada. It was pretty easy though last year.
Damn, trust comes easy for you then, huh?
I mean, it's pretty easy last year. Like what the game plan was, they didn't really. Now, would I like to see them pivot away from Presley in the eighth inning at times? Yes, but as we've learned recently, that relationship had already soured a little bit with the acquisition of Josh Hader. But like this year on the back end of the bullpen, I think that's the other challenging thing they'll have to figure out. It's easy. Abreu 8, Hader 9. Who's pitching the other innings? What's the order? I think that's the other task for Joe Espada besides the outfield this year. That will be the most challenging.
And I'm wondering essentially where you're going to go for the most part as far as like who gets the most at bats, who gets the most games. It's like none of those guys are 162 game starters. None of those guys are like 100 game starters, honestly. And you just don't have anything else. So now you're like, Zach DeZenzo, save us.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, the show brings up, because we were talking about all the Houston sports coaches right now running the show on the professional teams. At least Ime can be negative about his players, while D'Amico is all smiles all the time. I'd rather have the former than the latter, I'd admit it. If I'm being coached by those guys, I would rather have the former than the latter, too. I'd rather have someone get on me. Well, not like that, but I'd rather have someone get on me when it comes to my shortcomings and what I'm not bringing to the table than to say, like, yeah, it's fine. And, of course, D'Amico might have been doing some of that stuff behind the scenes. But
yeah, we don't know what it's like behind the scenes. I mean, with Ime, it's pretty clear. Based on what he says to the media, I don't want to know what it's like to be at a practice with Ime Udoka on a bad day of practice. Hard pass on that, because I would imagine it's not very nice.
Jalen Green has a commercial now, by the way.
A Wingstop?
I just saw a Wingstop commercial featuring Jalen Green.
Do we like Wingstop?
I like whatever wing company pays ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and got me.
Good answer. I do love Wingstop. Their fries are awesome.
I like
facts. And I can't explain their ranch. Their ranch is incredible.
Yeah, well, the best ranch.
But Jalen Green's doing Wingstop ads now. And then that was on, was that NBA TV?
Yeah, it must be, it might have been, it probably was a local ad, but.
Yo, guys.
Got a 40-year-old. Got a 40-year-old. He's got a Wingstop commercial.
I don't want this guy getting commercials when Ime Udoka is calling him out for effort. Oh, is that what he's doing every single night? When Jalen Green gets home, he just eats a bunch of Wingstop wings?
Yeah. I might get Wingstop now on the way home. Sounds great.
Wingstop on the way home. Yeah. Wings are good, but I don't want to see a commercial of Jalen Green getting wings after a night where he gets benched for the fourth quarter.
T could have filmed it when they were playing really well.
I mean, it clearly was filmed then. When a guy's not playing well or he's getting benched for a whole game, I don't want to see commercials.
No commercials allowed.
But we're still seeing, at least until recently, we were still seeing Will Levis commercials for mayonnaise, yeah. For God's sake.
Yeah, we watched Travis Kelce just be absolutely terrible in the Super Bowl, but I still see commercials for his TV show that he's in.
At least he's dating the most famous person alive, though. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but he did a television show, and then he sucked at football. It's a bad combo.
True. I don't like that Jalen Green's doing these commercials. I think Ime Udoka should make him stop. And I don't care if it's just on the NBA TV. I think they should make him stop right now. Because now he's going, he's going to be there this weekend, right? Is he at All-Star Weekend, even though he is not an All-Star?
No, the only players there Reed Shepard are there in the Rising Stars game, and then Çengün.
What if he had too many wings on his birthday earlier this week, and that's what he's dealing with? He's dealing with the repercussions of too many wings. Because sometimes too many wings, especially the spicy wings, that can...
Jimmy Butler.
That can hurt. Yeah, you can have a Jimmy Butler situation.
Yeah. Just slows you down a little bit. Maybe that's why Alpi's not playing well.
My favorite wings are literally from Porch Wing Pub because they're 50 cents on Mondays.
Any place that's 50 cent wings, you'll at least get me in the door.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
I would try your wings on 50 cent wings day.
Those wings could be dried out and depleted, and I would still be like, oh, 50 cents a wing, baby.
Yeah, I'm all in on that.
Yeah, now all of a sudden I want wings. Thanks, Jalen Green. You're sucking it up last night. Going on to the All-Star break, and now I want wings because I saw you doing an advertisement that, honestly, you haven't earned. Amen Thompson's earned a commercial. Amen Thompson should get to take that commercial from you and the profits.
He scored 4 points last night.
So, at least he played at the end of the game.
I'm just saying. He's on the same losing team that Jalen.
Yeah, but I don't know. Amen Thompson's cooler, dude.
That's true.
That's at least how I feel. All right, he's Joe. I'm Paul. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Stay there.
Let's talk about O Athletic. 2025 is here. Let's get working on those New Year's resolutions if you haven't done so yet. Check them out, oathletic.com, oathletic on Instagram. They offer over 100 classes per week. Like, you could go from weight training to agility training. You want to do Brazilian jiu-jitsu classes, boxing classes. You can find all of that at O Athletic. You can also check them out on Instagram, just O Athletic there as well. 767 North Shepherd in the Heights. It's the gym for me. It should be the gym for you. Check them out, oathletic.com.
Rockets lost last night. Nick Haley got introduced as Houston Texans offensive coordinator yesterday. And the Astros pitchers and catchers are officially at spring training in West Palm Beach if you want to weigh in on that. Also, the Eagles Super Bowl parade is in progress. I've seen all sorts of interesting sights over the last couple of hours, whether it was Howie Roseman getting bludgeoned in the head with a beer can. There's a video I saw of a person doing a Zoom call from the actual side of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody trying to impersonate Jake Elliott. Two people stood up with their arms attached to each other, holding their arms up like goalposts, and a person that was a Eagles fan kicked a can of beer and actually did get it through the hand uprights of those two.
Nice.
We've seen some fun speech moments. AJ Brown's like, they thought I was a diva! Not. You also have seen all sorts of just fun shenanigans out there. And my favorite thing, and it does make me wonder if I really want to go all in with the Swifties, because it has brought me a little internet cloud of late, was to see C.J. Gardner-Johnson's shirt that said, "Hey, Swifties, L-I-X, as in Super Bowl 59, my balls." And I don't think he was talking about
footballs.
Footballs.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Did you ever, this is a parade-related question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, like, go back to your high school, like, when you left, like, after you graduated high school?
I've done tours of it after leaving.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce was at the parade. How are we feeling about that?
Well, he should be.
He wasn't on the team.
But he gave the greatest Eagles speech in Super Bowl history after,
like,
they won in 2017.
On his podcast talking about Travis not playing well, and then he's out there, like, parading with the boys.
He was on the team last year. He won a Super Bowl with this same team. Yeah, he's allowed to.
So the Astros won a World Series this year. Alex Bregman's welcome back.
But how is it different? Because Jason Kelce's retired. He's not playing for the Boston Red Sox.
That's true. What if Verlander retires after the season? We would know the players wouldn't bring him back.
The players would probably not bring Verlander back. That's probably
I don't know. I just think it's strange. Like, you're not on the team, dude. I don't think you should be walking with the team in the parade. You can be at the parade. You can be in the stands.
No, he gave the greatest speech in Philadelphia history.
Now.
Yes, he is. He's fine with that. I would be too. Sixth-round pick to mascot of an entire city? That's an incredible story. And he's better at giving speeches than the traditional person that people turn to for speeches in Philadelphia, which is Rocky, who is a brain-damaged, let's be honest, I can't say the word on TV, on the radio. He was a little Chris Broussarded, right. Rocky is not even real, and he's got, like, he's basically on disability because of his pea-sized brain.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even good at being a goon for that mafia guy. And that was before Jason Kelce, the best speech in Philadelphia sports history. That brain-damaged idiot.
Apparently, Jalen Hurts had never been to the Rocky Steps before.
Oh, wow.
Today?
I'm surprised by that.
He said, "I told myself when I got drafted that I wouldn't come to the Rocky Steps until we won a championship. And now we're here."
Oh, did he run up him and
no.
then play the Rocky music from the soundtrack?
No,
the
he's
background?
Just standing there talking to the microphone. Okay. It would have been nice little touch for Channel View Zone.
Did they do the speech from the top of the stairs?
I don't think they're at the top.
Oh, that's lame.
I can't tell.
They got to do it at the top of the stairs. It's such an iconic.
No, they're like halfway through.
Okay. So what do we do this weekend without sports?
I'm going to watch Captain America on Sunday.
Yeah.
AJ wants to watch it too, and for Sean.
Yeah, we're going to see it this weekend.
I love Harrison Ford, but I'm marveled out.
I'm ready for, like, this next wave that's coming.
I don't know, man. I am out, and this movie has not just Harrison Ford. It has the guy who plays Gus Fring, Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm still... Like, I have zero interest in seeing it, and I have zero interest in going to Disney Plus to even watch it, too. And I'm kind of bummed out. I used to like these movies, but there's just so many. Is Harrison Ford going to save the franchise?
I don't think so.
Playing President / Red Hulk?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for, like, the Fantastic Four this summer.
Yeah.
This one, I'm so invested. I'm just going to go see it. I go see him with my brother, so, like, I'm going to go see it this weekend.
Yeah, and Deadpool and Wolverine, that was the only Marvel movie last year, too.
Yeah, so. I'm not super excited about it. But I'm going to go see it this weekend.
There's another Fantastic Four coming out?
Yeah.
They've already done two.
Oh, the cast is sick, though.
The cast was sick the first
no,
time.
No, this is better.
And Jessica Alba and Chris Evans. What are you talking about?
This one is Cousin is in it from...
Who?
No, what show?
Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Eben Moss.
Okay, Pedro Pascal could actually
have
me. Yeah. But they've done it so many times. How many more times are they going to do it?
Well, the last one sucked.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible.
That one had Kate Mara.
Yes. But, like, you have, like, Joseph Quinn is the guy from Stranger Things.
It had Miles Teller in it, too, didn't it?
Cousin from the...
Oh,
the cooking
from
show.
The bear.
Yes,
okay.
I was like, "What is this? What is
cousin? His first name is Ebon. He has a weird last name."
Yeah. I just call him cousin because that's what they call him in the show. He's the thing. I'm excited about that one. Superman also comes out. That's in June.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm watching Captain America this weekend. What about you, Paul? What are you doing this weekend? You got practice tomorrow.
You got flag football practice tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's got a good slate of college basketball games, as brought up by Todd the show, and our beloved Cougs have a big game, 1 o'clock, in Tucson against 13th-ranked Arizona. Mm-hmm. Saw Kelvin Sampson talking about that in the history of Arizona. So that's something I will probably watch once I get back. You got number one Auburn and number two Alabama at 3 o'clock on ESPN. I have not quite gotten into college basketball this season because my alma mater is the worst they've ever been. But you got Kentucky, Texas, too. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not. I watch the Cougs like when they're on during the week.
But you don't watch them on the weekend?
No.
Even when they're playing a ranked team?
I might watch this game.
Honestly, you have to watch this game.
I'm not really into college basketball as much anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
I used to really like it, but
I like how this segment's been like, we're not that much into this thing anymore. I'm not that much into Valentine's Day anymore, you know?
Well, you're trying not. To. We'll see how tonight goes for you.
How is tonight going to go?
I don't know. You're going to send your photo card and your video to a bunch of your exes? And
yeah, I think it's going to go poorly.
What's how many texts will we send?
I think I'll get no texts, and then I'll be really sad.
Okay.
And
well, how many exes are you sending?
And it'll ruin my weekend. It's a good question. We haven't figured that out yet.
If you go like 1 for 10, like you still got the one.
I really have to send it to some random ass people. Like how far back can I go?
Well, you should also send it just to see if it works. Mm-hmm. Maybe some potential, you know, late night friends.
No, there's none right now.
Oh, okay.
There's none. We are like on the verge of getting back on the dating apps. Happy Valentine's Day.
Get on Tinder today or whatever dating apps, Hinge, whatever, and just start sending them out on that. Make that your opening statement.
No, I'm good. I'm not good. I mean, I'm dying inside. I'm sad. I'm a sad little panda dying inside. But I'm good. I'm good on that. So what are you watching this weekend? 713-780-3776. I think we're going to do a new segment going forward since the pick six. There's not as many things to pick from a gambling perspective on the weekends, but I think we're going to do a new segment, and we'll call it Weekend Homework.
Okay.
Things that you should watch over the weekend. I know that Dexter is having its season finale tonight.
I haven't started it yet. I need to catch up.
The new Dexter. I've enjoyed it. I think it's been really good. It's got Christian Slater in it. Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it. The guy Patrick Dempsey's in it as well.
What did you say about the reboot? The one where he wasn't dead? Was that good?
Yeah, it was good.
It was okay.
I think just the last two seasons of the original Dexter show weren't great, especially the last one. The finale was awful.
It's brutal.
But the last two seasons of this Dexter franchise, one of them the prequel series, which is just coming out, and I think the season finale came out today. And then on top of that, you got the resurgence one where he's in it. And the actress who plays Deb in the original series is playing the Dark Passenger. I think they're doing another season of that coming out this summer. Okay. It's actually been really good, man. It's been really, really good.
I'm going to have to check that out because I did really love the show the first time around. It's fantastic. What else are you watching this weekend?
You ever watched Invincible?
No, but that comes back this weekend, right?
The first three episodes already out. I already watched them.
They're pretty good?
Yeah, it's a good. I mean, it's the superhero show I want, where it's a little more blood, a little more death, a little more mature, less the quirky Marvel. Like, look at my goofy line. Is he right there? As they talk about the bad guy.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Boys, right? But it's a cartoon.
It is less funny than The Boys.
Okay,
The Boys is tops, but it's good. It's very good. So there you go, guys. Look at that. We just told you about what we're going to watch this weekend.
I've been watching a documentary.
What's that?
I've been watching. I feel so strange just admitting this out loud.
Well, I mean, listen, you can't. No one's worse than Mike Stanton today.
Yeah. I've been watching a World War II documentary.
Oh, let's go. That pumps me up.
Specifically about the guy in Germany.
The guy in Germany?
Yeah.
Who's the guy in Germany?
The guy with the little mustache.
Well, there's a lot of guys with mustaches. You're talking about Heinrich Himmler?
Yeah. Nope. Well, he's in it.
Yeah.
He's primarily focused.
He has a mustache.
It's actually the one about the trials. It goes to the
Nuremberg trials.
It goes to the rise and fall of Hitler, Germany, the trials, all of it.
See, you said the word. Why are you just
because it feels weird admitting that I'm watching this. But
it's fascinating.
It's a fantastic
stuff.
It's not like you did it. So.
No.
Yeah.
True. Good point. Yeah, I'm not Elon over here. No, but what I like about this one is they have
Elon didn't do anything either. He just made an awkward hand movement.
One of the guys who was like a journalist back then. who was traveling with Germany. He had a book, and they like AI'd his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like telling some of what's happening like during the war. Like it's very interesting. It's been pretty good.
Oh.
Probably finished that this weekend.
I remembered the thing I wanted to bring up in this. Sam Morril, stand-up comedian. Sam Morril is a stand-up comic. You know how like TV shows and radio stations will have on a stand-up comic?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy like goes on TV and he goes out of his way to just completely ruin the segment.
Okay.
Like, so the thing he's been doing recently is he's been doing TV interviews, and there's been like a person dressed up as a gimp with duct tape on their mouth like that's been coming in. This guy's pretty funny. Sports fan, too. Okay. So he's doing stand-up tonight somewhere in Houston. I forget where. So that is actually an option. I have been debating going to that. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Where are we at with getting back on the stage for you?
Oh, it's probably never happening again.
Okay.
It was a rough experience.
I thought you said you were going to try it again.
I know. I've said it. That is also a New Year's resolution. But I got to find the time to actually write new material and not hate myself if no one laughs. Because that part was the worst part. Because I actually like delivered all the lines, and just no one laughed. And
what if we got like?
I wanted to die.
What if we got like the dumb?
I empathize with Barry, like Barry Laminacker comes on the station every now and then. Yeah. That is a hard effing job. I don't know how people do it on a regular basis, because not every night you're going to get laughed at, even if you tell the same material to the same crowds.
We could get the dumb dumbs from Twitch together, and you could do it for them.
The dumb dumbs from Twitch, Joe. That's not nice.
I like some of you.
That's not nice. Some of you. Okay, clarified there. What's up with this guy's hat on NBA TV?
That's a great question.
What's up with the hats that look like penises? I don't understand. It's Valentine's Day, but like this is a hat that I saw for the first time. And for those who don't know, you know Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids?
Yeah.
Okay? Or the Fat Albert and the whatevers. There was this one character that wore this knitted hat. And the knitted hat, it looks like, best case scenario, a condom. Or it looks like the tip of a Rambalamba Ding Dong.
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand these hats.
I don't quite either.
Why is this guy wearing this hat? I'll put
it. What is the purpose of it?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't even look like it's warm because it's not covering his ears. Anyway,
he's inside.
We got to take this. This is Bay Area legend E40. He's wearing a hat. Yeah, that hat is not a good hat, man. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, yeah, this segment has been brought to you by E40's Hat, 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Stay there.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
We hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. We really do.
Oh, you sound so bitter because you're single.
I am.
So what are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
I'm literally just going to go home.
Cook yourself a steak?
Do my live stream and go to the gym.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the New Year's cards I haven't done yet. And then I might do my taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things I believe from that statement. Go to the gym, mm-hmm. live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the taxes.
Not the New Year's
card. Not the New Year's card.
I think I'm going to do it. I need to get it done.
My taxes are done.
Good for you.
I do them immediately because if I don't do them right away, I
procrastinate.
I will never do them.
This is going to be a fun weekend. I can't wait to get to it. I really just can't wait to get started. I'm not being sarcastic or facetious at all. James Harden passed Hakeem Olajuwon for 13th on the all-time scoring list.
That sucks.
Here's what Harden, who was asked about it, had to say about that. James Harden, former Houston Rockets legend.
Like today was to my dream. Like when I got traded to the Rockets, it was like, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon. You know what I mean? He brought so much. Obviously, we all know about, you know, on the court, but off the court, you know, as well. You know, somebody that I looked up to and kind of wanted to, you know, mold and do things in the sense of like what he brought to that city. And obviously, I came short of a championship, but I feel like I've accomplished a lot in that city. And I watched him, you know, he supported me throughout my entire career or my entire stint, you know, in Houston. So tonight was, you know, a little more special.
I know Harden did a lot off the court, but I hate the way that he played. And the thing that he did for the city, in my opinion, more than the great things he did off the court, because I'm a cynical bastard, are this. He made flopping and cheating the system and shooting a bunch of threes when you're not that good of a three-point shooter in vogue in this city. And I'm not a fan of that. Thumbs down.
Yeah, I don't know if this is old man take or not. Even if I don't care. I hate that, like, all the greats in, like, the NFL and in the NBA, like, their point totals are getting passed all the time, or their passing yard totals, things like that. Because the game has just changed so much. It's just like, when you look at the top 10 passing yard leaders of all time, like, Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan are on that list. Like, that sucks. Like, James Harden, passing dream. Like, yeah. James Harden's, like, two-time MVP, right? Two times?
Correct.
You know, like, congrats to him for getting to 13th, but it's other guys in front of James that actually make me more annoyed, I would guess, if we, like, really look into it. But it just kind of sucks. Just, like, brings down, like, the great stats.
Yeah. I'm with you there. But those volume scores, there's going to be more and more and more of them. Harden will probably get past at some point. Love is Dead, Kanye West and Bianca Censori are getting divorced.
What?
They're getting divorced.
Why?
I don't think it has anything to do with their appearance at the Grammys, which they were not invited to, where Bianca literally wore a see-through dress and you could see everything. There was nothing left of the imagination. I think it was because Kanye went on a pro-Hitler spree. I don't know if he did it after watching the same documentary as you, Joe.
Well, he did it after he swindled a bunch of Super Bowl people.
He swindled people?
Well, so he had an ad.
Meme-coined?
So he had an ad that went to his website that he paid for to air in local markets for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They went to the website. They approved it. Everything was good. As the ad was airing, he went in, removed all the clothing from the website except for t-shirts with swastikas on.
Oh, well, that's bad.
Yeah. And then he also went on a very rampage of tweeting things that maybe some local media members would like. I don't know.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Good for her for leaving. Because also, at the same time, why are you with the psychopath?
Because he's a musical genius.
Yeah.
And he has money.
Been a while.
I bet he still has money.
He probably does.
If you can put together a website with swastika t-shirts. Goodness gracious, though. Jimmy Butler pooped his pants the other night while playing in a basketball game. True or false? The picture, in my opinion, shows true.
It does look like a true, mm-hmm. I would say. I think I'm a little more confident that Paul Pierce did his.
Paul Pierce was in a wheelchair. We never saw Paul Pierce's shorts. We have seen Jimmy Butler's shorts.
Yeah, they're pretty yellow here.
You don't want to wear white. Yeah, I mean, maybe Pete, but...
That'd be even weirder, I think, right?
A little bit.
Because, like, just, you know, that one's coming. Like,
gotta wear some Depends going forward.
He's not that old.
Jimmy Butler here for Depends. Have you ever had this happen to you?
If Emmett can do it, why can't Jimmy?
Is he doing Depends ads now?
Is Emmett Smith doing? I think I'm right on that.
I don't know. Damn, dude. AJ, the Cowboys fan, doesn't know if Emmett Smith is doing Depends ads. Convenient.
Well, I'm not paying attention to a lot of what he says, because he said the Cowboys shouldn't draft Ashton Jeanty, so, like...
Well, I mean, maybe they should. He hasn't been drafted.
Are you surprised that they weren't in the Super Bowl like Jerry Jones was?
No, he'd just be yapping, bro.
Just yapping. Yeah, that's the Jerry Jones way.
Oh, yes. Emmett Smith does Depends.
Good for him. Commercial. He's proud about...
Get that bag, bud.
Or wear a bag on your pants so you true. Don't pee yourself. More in garbage time. This is not a good time for this to go down, but it seems like Paramount... is going to pull all of their channels from YouTube TV, which just went up in price a month before the NCAA tournament. What sucks about this is that FuboTV's already done this with like TNT and Turner channels. Mm-hmm. You can't get them. So if you're going to get a streaming app for the NCAA tournament, you might be SOL. I think the only way to go and get everything for the tournament is Max. But even then, I don't know that Max gets CBS because CBS is on Paramount.
Yeah.
It really stinks that we have gone from the streaming apps being a legit way to save money to now the streaming apps and the total prices you're spending on all of them is just like it was with the cable company before.
See, I think it's worse.
It might be.
Because I still have cable. I still have Xfinity. But then we also have... Now, yes, they offer discounts for, like, Netflix... if you have an Xfinity account. So some of it gets discounted, but like we have everything. And we don't pay for all of it. But I know I'm spending more money now than I was when it was just Netflix and cable.
That's not good and it's just getting worse.
I don't even want an Xfinity. I want to go to a cheaper platform, but the problem is that YouTube TV wants nothing to do with Space City Home Network.
Yeah, that's the other problem. Why I do Fubo TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, AJ. You can't get the local channels on anything except for Fubo TV if you're streaming.
Yeah, so it's like I can't go there. But then, like, but I want YouTube TV because I want Sunday Ticket.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy. It's just difficult to do anything.
So why did you spend more money, ultimately?
Yeah.
And then, like, they crack down on all the illegal streaming
websites. Well, that's against the law. Right.
So I'm watching certain football games. It's tough at the end of the season.
Because you're a criminal.
No, I'm not.
You're a criminal.
You know who's a criminal? The people of YouTube TV and the NFL for charging what they do for Sunday Ticket. They're the criminals, Paul. They had a deal for $100 a year to run Sunday Ticket on Netflix. They're the criminals, not me.
Wrapping garbage time up, we have some new details in Tyreek Hill's lawsuit against, an OnlyFans influencer's lawsuit against Tyreek Hill for breaking her leg. Tyreek Hill admits he had to satisfy his tall woman fetish when he reached out to touch breasts of plus-sized OnlyFans model who claims he broke her leg.
She broke her leg running routes, remember?
Well...
Right?
That story has changed.
Oh!
Because Sophie Hall, the tall woman who Tyreek apparently is into, Hall claims Hill broke her leg. Hill said she tripped over his dog, Chopo. Mm. I guess we'll never know, but I guess Tyreek Hill has a tall woman fetish. To each their own. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
And he has 1,000 kids, too.
Hey, it's more like 12.
It's a lot.
Close enough.
He'll get there someday at this rate. And on that note, that's going to wrap up today's Valentine's Day edition of Gallant and George. Big thanks to AJ and for Sean. Big thanks to our texters, Twitchers, YouTubers, and everyone else who listened. For AJ behind the glass, for Joe to my right, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.